Country Club FM. Bob FM, how you doing? It is the Bob Almanac. What we got going on? Nothing going on. It shows on my screen that the Invisible Wounds Project is bringing you today's Bob Almanac. You know anything about that?
I do. There's a big concert and coming, and we had a one-sheeter in here. Now somebody.
Do I need to look in the trash?
Maybe it went trash bound.
Let's see here. No. That's the Keith Urban one from weeks ago.
Right.
What's this here?
And we
well, I really enjoy looking through the trash. Oh, that's Chilling and Grilling. That's old. How about this trash over here? Well, I'm not touching that.
No, don't go in there.
Oh, that's a bad one.
That's a bad one. I'll find it.
While all right, you do your due diligence there.
Yep.
Try and sort that out. I have not looked at my Bob email since, when I was last year, Wednesday.
Yeah, there is something in our email.
Something in there. So anyway, 848, the most important part of this is the Bob Almanac. And it's this date in history and all the good fun stuff that we normally do at this time. Neil, we have a Bob Almanac salute. Do you have any Bob Almanac salutes?
I probably did, but missed them.
So okay.
I didn't.
Well, here's one that just happened a few days ago. I think it was early in the weekend. Paul Flatley.
Oh, man.
I don't have any audio of Paul Flatley. Wish I could have some audio of him serving as the longtime Gopher football color commentator with Ray Christensen.
Right.
As you remember on CCO radio, listening to Gopher football, we'd go out and cut wood, and then we'd have it on the radio in the old truck.
Can't beat that.
You can hear the Gophers playing at Old Memorial Stadium. This was before the Metrodome. But I'm pretty sure he was on with Ray for a long time.
Yeah, he was.
Well into the Metrodome era. But he played for the Vikings in the mid-60s from Northwestern. Paul Flatley passed away March 15th at the age of 84 from sepsis.
Oh, boy.
That was something you came close to.
That rings way too close to me.
Well, you were way too close to that. Whenever they bring up the S word, they're going, whoa.
Yeah.
You want to steer clear of that.
Stay clear of it. Yeah, thankfully. I was able to avoid that, but, well, we're sorry to hear that. Paul Flatley was a good man.
Okay. And we tip our cap to him. Paul Flatley, now gone, but not forgotten. Tuesday, March 18th, 77th day of the year. This date, 1852. Two gentlemen. One by the name of Henry Wells, and the other one by the name of William Fargo, launched their shipping and banking company. It was a coast-to-coast express business, was first called the American Express, but later changed to Wells Fargo, and that name is still very prevalent to this day. Although, Norwest Bank of Minneapolis could have said, no, we're buying you Wells Fargo, and we want to use our name. But they recognized the Wells Fargo name, probably had a little more, I don't know, I'd say panache. A little more respect. I don't know if respect is the word, but a little more recognizability than Norwest Bank.
Correct.
Norwest. But Wells Fargo kind of got their start this date.
Nice.
18.
Yeah, they were big in the Old West.
And isn't that a show? The Tales of Wells Fargo
with Dale Robertson.
Yeah.
They were. He was a special investigator.
Is that on the Grit Channel?
It is on Grit.
That's where it should
be. It's on INSP, I think, too. By the way, I do know the details just real quick.
All right, let's do it now. Okay, you got it.
Freedom Fest has signed on to be our sponsor for the rest of the week, all this week, for the Bob Almanac.
Oh!
And Freedom Fest is a big, concert and supports the Invisible Wounds Project.
Right.
And they have concert coming up this fall, and we are happy to announce that Rafe Carlson is on the undercard, will lead this all the way up to the headliner. And that'll be at the end of the week. But the first artist to announce is...
Oh, so we won't announce the headliner until the end of the week. We're building the excitement?
Yes.
Okay.
So there you go. So our thanks to Freedom Fest, Russ and his team, for being a part of what we got going on here with the Bob Morning Show. Freedom Fest coming up. And Rafe Carlson, the first artist that is a part of the extravaganza and fun.
And Neil, how does he spell Rafe?
R-A-F-E.
R-A-F-E.
Like short for Raphael.
I gotcha. Okay, very good. Back to the Bob Almanac.
Yes, please.
1892, Lord Stanley. He was not just Stanley, he was Lord Stanley.
Correct.
Lord Stanley Roper proposed the idea of a Silver Cup challenge for hockey. The idea led to what is now known as the Battle for Stanley's Cup. The original cup cost $50, and it was just a cup. It didn't have the base that it has now.
Right.
They kept making it bigger and bigger to get more teams on there. And back in 1892, there's no National Hockey League. No. So it's just for really any team could challenge a team for the cup. I'll challenge you for that cup. Okay, if you win it, you get the cup. And another team would challenge them. And
so hockey goes back a ways.
It surely does. Yeah. It really does. 1892. And you know, we wouldn't have hockey without bandy. Do you know what bandy is?
Yes.
Bandy is like hockey, but on a soccer field size sheet of ice.
Right.
They play it there at the John Rose Oval in Roseville.
Okay.
And you got kind of a field hockey stick.
Yeah.
And you skate fast, and the goals are bigger. It's amazing. The speed of it is really tremendous. Let's go to 1931.
Deep down,
where your beard begins.
Deep down,
where your beard begins. The big new schick gives a new kind of shave.
Deep down,
where your beard begins.
It's the all-new Schick Power Shave. The new kind of shaver for a new kind of shave.
For a new kind of man.
Right. Schick Singers.
Yes, yeah, Schick Incorporated displayed their first electric razor. This day, 1931, one of the mega brands that built America, Schick, along with Gillette. But Schick was they were in the forefront of electric razor and shaver technology.
Mm-hmm.
1931. Never Some places didn't even have electricity yet, 1931.
Right.
The Rural Electrification Association hadn't even hit some houses yet
right.
in 31. And in other parts of the country, people are using electricity to shave. That's crazy.
It is.
I bet you some people thought, oh, electric razor or electric shavers. I mean, do you, like, zap the hair?
Right. It's got to be painful.
Which is what they do now, right?
Yeah.
They do laser hair removal.
Right.
Or the epilady, where it just yanks it out for its root.
Ouch.
There's a reason that they didn't make an epi man.
Right.
Because we weren't dumb enough to fall for that. Just
Absolutely
pull the hair
not.
Out. We knew how much it would hurt. There was no epi guy. There's epi lady, but
wimpy.
Not an epi right. guy. So that was 1931. 1942.
Neither the Army nor the War Relocation Authority relished the idea of taking men, women, and children from their homes, their shops, and their farms. So the military and civilian agencies alike determined to do the job as a democracy should, with real consideration for the people involved. First attention was given to the problems.
So this was the date, 1942. FDR signs Executive Order 9102, and that created the War Relocation Authority. And what that did was oversee, this is very controversial when you look back, really sad, the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
Right.
But we were that afraid
yes.
of being attacked from within.
Yep.
You know, we even saw some of that during, after 9/11, certainly with Muslim Americans that were already living here. You just get so scared. Okay, now what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
They bombed Pearl Harbor. Is there something else going on? Are there agents? Obviously, the government was scared and very worried about the possibility of that.
Infiltration.
They went all the way to basically putting these people in internment camps. And I've heard the story... You know, played Sulu, the guy who played Sulu?
Yes.
George Takei?
Yes.
Oh, my. George Takei, Sulu, he was in a family that was in an internment camp.
I think you're, yeah.
And he actually, he's told stories about it. And, you know, you go back as part of our history, which you wouldn't have done. But again, What do they say? War's hell, Neil.
Yeah, we didn't know. I mean,
makes you do things.
A lot of uncertainty.
Yes, 1942. 1965, a little bit of a lighter note here.
And who are you?
I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. May I have this dance? A house smells so nice when you bake in the oven. You bake something warm and fresh in the oven. Nothing.
Pillsbury Doughboy can sing and dance, a real triple act, because he could he could be tickled, he could dance, and he could sing.
Wow, what a
he
talent.
He was the Pillsbury Doughboy. Pillsbury, beloved Pillsbury here from our Minnesota and Twin Cities area, introduced its Doughboy. Instant hit, Neil.
It sure was.
Instant.
You couldn't help but like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
And, you know, a lot of times, not only the whole poking into the stomach, twofold, two purposes to that. One, made him laugh. It was kind of tickling. Mm-hmm. Also, checking his appendix to make sure it was okay.
Right.
Check, make sure he didn't have an inflamed appendix. Because you don't want a Pillsbury Doughboy laid out for 4 to 6 weeks after an appendectomy.
No.
And especially the burst of an appendix would have been something that would have been critical and crucial to the Pillsbury boy. So that little poke to the abdomen, twofold, double purpose, this state, Pillsbury, 1965. 1997. Neil, you must recognize that piano work as the work of Yanni.
Yes.
It's funny, it's Yanni, that's his name, and that's also what I do when he starts playing.
Let's kind of lead you down that road. It does feel like nap time.
It does. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nice relaxing music to make you go to sleep. So this band that he's got at the Taj Mahal, there are at least six French horns.
Oh, my gosh.
So even if I was the sixth one in there, that would have probably covered up all my mistakes. But Yanni performed, Neil. That's the Taj Mahal.
Wow.
He performed. That'd be like you playing golf at the Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Very similar.
Taj Mahal, one of the great international sites.
Yeah.
Is it one of the modern marvels?
Might be.
Of the modern world? It's quite the place,
Check
quite the building.
Channel.
Taj Mahal in India. Yanni. I don't think he's from here, but he studied at the University of Minnesota.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I do not know
he
that.
He brought that up before. That. Yeah. 2017.
Never forget that song. Tonight, the so-called father of rock and roll is dead. Chuck Berry was known for classics like Johnny B. Goode and Roll Over Beethoven. The guitarist, singer, and songwriter died today, leaving behind a rich musical legacy.
And he was 90, wow. Chuck Berry. He duck-walked his way to the pearly gates this day, 2017.
Didn't you try and get one of his songs to be your prom theme?
My Ding-a-ling, That was going to be our. That was going to be our. That was going to be our class song. We ended up picking, you know, something dumb like "Living on a Prayer."
Yeah,
Bon Jovi. There's no inspirational message in that song.
No,
the inspirational message comes from My Ding-a-ling.
Yes, it sure does.
So, Chuck Berry, we must do our alma mater. Yes, we must do our all. The Bob Almanac is our alma mater, is what that is. So that's Chuck Berry dead this date at the age of 90, 2017, and then 2018 in the news.
A woman was hit and killed by a driverless Uber vehicle in Tempe, Arizona last night. Police say the car was in autonomous mode with an operator behind the wheel at the time. The woman was not in a crosswalk. Uber says it will suspend driverless cars across the United States and that it's cooperating with the investigation.
I'm not ready to go driverless.
Not there yet either.
I've even had a hard time going cordless.
Yeah.
Driverless, holy cow.
No thanks.
This was 7 years ago. Woman died, self-driving Uber, and there was even somebody behind the wheel, as you heard in the story.
So really was it self-driving? Well, that was just a spectator?
It was in autonomous mode.
Oh.
So there's somebody behind the wheel, but they weren't driving, and it still hit somebody. So that doesn't work for me. I'm not ready for that, obviously. 2018. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
Andy, no, please. We're friends to the end, remember?
This is the end, friend.
Bird. Chucky, burn. You know the movie Child's Play, right?
I do. It always creeps me out.
Oh, yeah, Chucky. And, of course, the great and lovely Catherine Hicks. Ooh, nice. But, Chucky, the voice of Chucky is 75 today. And all those Chucky, Child's Play 2, Chucky's Revenge. You know, they cooked him in the fireplace. He still came back to life.
Right. He's very much like Steven Seagal. Hard to kill.
Hard to kill. Right. Hard to melt. That was Brad Dourif, who is 75 today. He was in the TV series Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
He had a small role, his first role, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And then, of course, the voice of Chucky, 75 here today. In the world of AWA and professional wrestling, there's only one Rick Martel.
And you know, but right now I'm too busy showing everybody in the World Wrestling Federation, including Warrior, Tito Santana, Hercules, Hulk Hogan, Ronnie Garvin, everybody, everywhere, that I am the best wrestler there is in the World Wrestling Federation. Yes, a masterpiece in motion, a walking work of art.
A walking work of art, Neil.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Isn't that what you put in your dating profile online? A walking work of art.
And you know how many dates I've had?
That's right. Zip. Didn't quite do the job. So that's Rick Martel. He got his start here in the AWA. He's from Quebec, so he's French-Canadian.
Yeah.
He came in here. Great wrestler. Wasn't always the great at promos. Wasn't as always
no,
that,
that
great.
Was
wasn't
not
a great
his,
promo or interview guy.
Handsome fella.
But, yes. Well-built.
Well-built.
And was a great technical wrestler.
Yes.
He was very good, very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Martel. What is he today? He's born in 56, Neil. That makes him what? 69.
60, yeah.
69.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June. Sometimes the sun goes round the moon.
Oh, God, she's nude. Vanessa Williams. That's what they said.
I forgot she's a fine singer, too.
Oh, my gosh. This is a big hit.
Yeah, this is good.
Former Miss America. She had it stripped.
Because she stripped.
Yes. Was it, choice of word there.
Was it Penthouse or Playboy?
One of those two. I think it's Penthouse. With George Burns on the cover with her.
Oh, yeah.
So, but he was fully clothed.
Thankfully.
Thank goodness. So, Vanessa Williams, great singer, former Miss America. You know, the funny thing is she's such a good singer, but that was not her talent for the talent portion of the competition. Her talent was making an omelet.
Oh, wow.
She made a three-egg omelet, perfect three-egg, which isn't easy to do.
Fluffy and
delicious. The original French omelet, not just plain old omelet, a French omelet. So, Vanessa Williams is 62 today. Gold medal winning speed skater Bonnie Blair is 61. I met her, and 1 year we had her son on the St. Cloud State men's hockey team.
I knew
team.
There was a connection there.
Yes. Grant Cruikshank is the name of the player. Also played for the Gophers for a year, and then transferred to St. Cloud, and his mom was Bonnie Blair. So you knew he was a fast skater.
Yes.
Good speed.
I'd agree there.
And she is 61. It doesn't say how many gold medals she won, but she won a pile.
Yeah, she won several.
She
as
won
I recall.
Several. She's 61 today. Have you heard of Adam Levine?
I have. I remember him from the...
The Voice?
The Voice. They would spin the chairs around.
But before he was on The Voice, he was in Maroon 5. And probably still is. I don't know if they still tour. Or he probably still sings. It's his thing.
He's good.
Adam Levine, don't call him Levine. He's 46. I mentioned Queen Latifah's 55. I haven't mentioned it yet, but I skipped past her. Because it was a decision between either her or Tink as our rapper of the day.
Tink. Like
T-I-N-K?
T-I-N-K. Tink.
Queen Latifah's 55. She's won Grammys.
Yeah.
And she has been in movies.
Movies, right.
And was the voice of one of the mammoths in Ice Age.
Oh.
And that wasn't enough to wrestle the title of rapper of the day from Tink.
Well, it's got to be Tink.
It's got to be Tink. Tink is 30.
30.
Queen Latifah is 55, but Tink comes away with the honor of being rapper of the day.
Way to go, Tink. Gone, but not forgotten today. We do have a former president today. Grover Cleveland, born on this day. The year was 1837. He remains the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. That needs to be updated. I think our current president is also serving his second non-consecutive term. And he is still the only president to be married in the White House. Grover Cleveland, 1837. Voice talent, Edward Everett Horton. If you don't know the name, you may recognize the voice.
Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Goldilocks who, for no other reason besides wanting to get rich, decided to go into business for herself. Taking all the money that she had earned as a chimney sweep, she purchased a large lodge high up in the mountains and set about the task of turning it into a winter resort.
Who knew that Goldilocks was a chimney sweep?
I did not. I know Dick Van Dyke was the only other one I've known.
We know she likes porridge.
Yes.
Porridge. No. I'm thinking of, who am I thinking of?
Red Robin?
No. No. I Goldilocks mean, and the Three Bears.
Yeah. That was porridge,
exactly.
Right?
That was porridge.
Yeah. Anyway, Edward Everett Horton, also narrated the tales of Rocky.
That's what that is.
That's from that.
That's the fractured fairy tales.
There we go.
18. Where they would take fairy tales like Goldilocks and they would kind of spice it up. They'd spice up the story a little bit, say that she was a chimney sweep and she opened up a ski resort somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Where bears and humans could ski together in harmony.
It's kind of like doctoring up a sloppy Joe.
It is.
He doctored up those fairy tales. So the voice talent there, born on this day, 1886. Winemaker Ernest Gallo.
The vintage dated varietal wines of Ernest and Julio Gallo. Among the most respected in America. Among the most respected in the world. Today's Gallo. All the best a wine can be.
I don't drink wine often, but when I do, it's Ernest and Julio and Joey Gallo.
Yes, and Joey. Right.
Did you hear he's
swaying?
You hear Joey Gallo? You know, Feast or Famine here with the Twins.
Oh, I remember him well.
I think he signed with the White Sox, and he's transitioning to be a pitcher.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was April Fool's joke, but it's not April Fool's yet.
No. Wow.
I guess he was a good pitcher in high school.
Oh well, there you go.
So there you go.
Guy wants to keep playing. Evidently, he can't yet. Well, he can, but he strikes out
way too much.
A ton. Ernest Gallo, you get him confused with Paul Masson. They were the ones who would sell no wine before its time.
Right.
But they had their own slogan there for Ernest and Julio. 1909 for Ernest Gallo. George Plimpton, author, actor. We did some TV specials. He was it was a quite interesting man. George Plimpton, 1927.
Paper Lion.
I'll try almost anything. So when Mattel Electronics asked me to compare their Intellivision games with Atari, I gave it a try. I compared Atari baseball with Intellivision. And
The fact that George Plimpton could tell the difference between Atari 2600 and Intellivision wasn't that big of a deal, that big of an accomplishment. A blind man,
correct,
could tell the difference.
They're very different.
From those two. They were
very different.
It was vastly different. Yes. The sports games especially.
Yes. George Plimpton, born on this day, 1927. Country Music Hall of Famer, one of our favorites here, the pride of country, Charlie Pride, 1934.
The crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall.
What a career. What a career.
I have had the opportunity to meet, as you know, a lot of great artists, but from Johnny and Waylon and Willie, but I can't tell you what a pleasure and an honor it was to introduce Charlie Pride and meet him. What a nice man. Born on this day, 1934, the great Charlie Pride. And one more, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame soul singer, Wilson Pickett, 1941.
Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord.
You heard him.
What I said now.
Pretty soulful.
Very good. Wilson Pickett there. Gotta love that song and his voice. 1941 was the year he was born. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff did miss one.
I got more than you. And you can set it free.
Now she did. did pass away just a couple of years ago, so but they might not have updated their numbers yet. Spreadsheet.
It's a big hit, though.
She became pretty much the female Kenny Loggins because she started doing all these title songs for these movies. Fame, Flashdance. Irene Cara.
Sure.
1959, died 2022.
Way too young.
Way too young. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
So again, the Almanac was brought to us by...
Freedom Fest.
Yes.
Supporting the Invincible Wounds Project. Thanks to Russ and his team for working with us on promoting his great festival again this year.
We really do appreciate it. Would you like to kick off a Bob-a-thon with Hank Williams Jr., Mind Your Own Business, Shenandoah spending Sunday in the South, or George Strait, All His Exes Live in Texas?
Let's go, Hank, and some friends there.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.